We're going to look at a pretty dense verse this morning, so if you have your Bible, I recommend that you open it to Hebrews 2. That's Hebrews chapter 2. We'll read verse 17. Therefore he, that is Jesus, had to be made like his brethren in all things, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. Jesus became a man in order to make priestly propitiation for his people. I'll say that again. Jesus became a man in order to make priestly propitiation for his people. The author of Hebrews wants us to know that Jesus became a man to be a priest and to make propitiation. He had to be made like his brethren in all things, verse 17 says. He became fully human. He became a man so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest. Jesus had to become a man because his people desperately need a high priest. They need a high priest with mercy to give, and they need a high priest who will remain true under any circumstance. Jesus became a man so that he could make propitiation. John MacArthur defines propitiation this way: crucial to the significance of Christ's sacrifice, this word, propitiation, carries the idea of appeasement or satisfaction. In this case, Christ's violent death satisfied the offended holiness and wrath of God against those for whom Christ died. End quote. Jesus satisfied God's wrath against sinners in his death on the cross. God, being angry with his people for rebelling against him, required justice. To satisfy this wrath, he poured out his anger on his Son, the God-man Jesus Christ, and killed him. Jesus' high priestly sacrifice pleases God and satisfies his wrath against sinners. Jesus became a man in order to make priestly propitiation for his people. We're going to take communion now to remember and proclaim the mighty propitiatory death of our Lord, the high priest. If you have turned your whole life over to belief in this one who became a man to satisfy God's anger, then please take some time to examine yourself, repent of sins you find on your heart, and join us in communion this morning. If you are holding a part of yourself back from Jesus, either not acknowledging him as Lord at all, or by holding back certain sins and not turning away from them, then first and foremost, we would ask you to repent. Turn away from those sins and turn in faith to this Jesus and his priestly propitiation on the cross. If you won't do that, then we'd ask you to just let the bread and the juice pass by. There's no shame in this, and it would be far better for you to let them pass by. If you have questions about this, please come ask me or ask one of the elders or ask the person who brought you here this morning. So, if you've turned yourself over in repentance and faith to Jesus, please join us by taking communion. Think of Jesus becoming a man in order to make priestly propitiation for his people, and take communion on your own.